This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
I'm trying to think if I've ever flown Spirit Airlines. My go-to is usually Southwest, although I'm a little bit angry about the changes that they've made.
Is Spirit the one that flies out of Belleville?
Maybe. I don't think I've ever flown out of Belleville.
Allegiant? Is it Allegiant? Maybe it's Allegiant. I'm trying to think. I think I flew Allegiant one time. Never flown Spirit.
I don't think I have either. But there are some angry passengers who were trying to travel on Spirit Airlines, and they were told, this one woman in particular was told, that she cannot get on the plane. And I didn't even realize this is a thing. Maybe I didn't pay attention to it because, again, I don't ever fly Spirit Airlines, but I guess they earlier this year cracked down on passenger attire. They came out with a new policy that requires these passengers to basically look presentable. For example, it says that you're not able to board the aircraft if the passenger is barefoot or inadequately clothed. That would include see-through clothing, not adequately covered exposed breasts, buttocks, or other private parts, or whose clothing or article, including body art, is lewd, obscene, or offensive in nature, or has an offensive odor unless caused by a qualified disability. Do you remember hearing about this new policy? I know this isn't some massive airline like United, but if you stink, I guess, bad enough, they can tell you you can't get on this plane.
I had no idea.
I'm not necessarily against that. I mean, if you really stink, I don't really want to sit by you for 3 hours on a plane.
But if they have a qualified disability, they can still stink and be put next to you on an airplane?
Do you have like a card that says, like, I'm sorry, but
I get a get-out-of-jail-free card. I get to sit here and stink right next to you if I want to.
But you walk around now and, you know, like the park or a school campus, and you just see these, it's not just the girls, I'm kind of picking on the girls here, but you see people... girls, in this case, just wearing stuff that it's so exposing, and they're so young, and I just don't get it. And this one girl was so, I'll play this clip for you here in a second, but she was so angry that she was told that she couldn't board the flight. She was literally denied. You want to hear the clip?
Please.
Okay.
We were getting ready to board the plane, and the lady at the front desk, she stopped me and said, "You're not getting on a plane like that." So I looked at her and I said, "Like what?" She said, "With those shorts." I said, "Everybody here has on shorts. What's the problem with my shorts?" And I've been in this airport for 40 minutes with my shorts and my robe on, and nobody addressed me about my attire.
Okay, she's wearing booty shorts. It kind of looked like underwear. I mean, it was a little longer than underwear, but it was more or less underwear. And then she tried to defend it by saying, "Well, I had a robe on, like a fuzzy looking robe over said shorts." The shorts, I guess, are what ended up getting her, well, I shouldn't even say kicked off. She never even made it on the plane. They said, "You're not getting on the plane like that."
You know, what I would say is you don't have a right to fly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't.
That's in the Constitution, Mark.
You buy a ticket on an airline, and you're subject to their rules in order to actually be able to get on the flight. I don't care what you think about your clothing. All that matters is what they think about your clothing. And it's not up to a private business to enforce your free speech rights if you think it's your right to get on there with clothing that's offensive, I guess. I think where they cross the line is if it's got a political message on it and they're going to make you flip it inside out because they're afraid you might offend another passenger.
Yeah, but it said Trump on it and they said to...
Well, that's happened. That's happened.
On an airline?
Yes.
I mean, obviously you can't do that if you're voting.
No, I've read about that on airlines where they made people flip MAGA shirts over and they're afraid somebody was going to get mad or a hat or something like that.
The pins, remember? That was the stewardess who were wearing, like, remember the Palestinian pins?
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that if you're an employee.
Have there been allegations of racism in this case yet?
No, but there probably will be.
I wondered.
That's a good point.
I just wondered. Just wondering out loud. Like, back to the issue of what you can wear, what you can't. There are people who wear yoga pants every single day of their life. Mm-hmm. Yoga pants are workout pants, and they are very thin material.
Yep.
And they leave absolutely nothing to the imagination.
Right.
So, are those included in their ban?
I highly doubt
because the people at Lululemon are gonna protest themselves if that happens.
A lot of women would not be down with that and would probably opt to fly with.
If you're wearing
airline
tights, for lack of a better term, that's what they look like to me. Tights under like a short skirt or something like that. That's acceptable. But just wearing it without it is like it's like wearing a sports bra.
Peter Pan.
It's like wearing a sports bra.
Right.
Right. I don't know.
It's funny because I used to do that, and I no longer just wear yoga pants. It was before I got married, and I remember having that discussion. And I thought, well, I should be able to wear what I want to wear. And I'm not like I was dressed super inappropriately by any means, but it's funny because once my mindset flipped to, okay, this is what I'm wearing. It affects how I'm perceived. By other women, by men who aren't my husband. And so that completely changed my mindset on, for example, just wearing yoga pants.
There are no more standards like that. I mean, when I see pictures of when people first started flying on airlines in the 50s
top
and 60s,
hats.
Top hats, ties, coats. And now it's down to booty shorts and yoga pants and sports bras and whatever the hell they want to. I mean, if you get on there in a sports bra, to freeze your rear end off.
She had the robe on. I guess that was going to...
A fuzzy robe.
Yeah, fuzzy robe.
Do you think her weight played any part in this?
Was she heavy?
She was a little heavier.
I don't know. It's hard because... I mean, I see your point.
Yeah.
It was not a flattering look.
Was she going to fit into the seat?
Was all of her going to fit into the seat? Yeah. She would have. But I know what you're saying, Ethan. Who knows?
She's a little bigger and wearing shorts that my daughter wears for
overlap. Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, because some of the like a volleyball player, for example. That kind of looks like
that's
their
what
uniform.
She was wearing.
Yeah, was it volleyball shorts?
Well,
you
they're
I mean,
pretty close.
More
that's,
or less.
That's what I'm saying. My
but you're also wearing those when you're playing.
Right.
I shared this thing on Facebook the other day, which was pointed out. A lot of people agreed. Some people, not everybody, agreed with me. Airport logic. You have a 300-pound man with a 49-pound bag, and he's fine. But the 110-pound woman walks up to the counter with a bag that weighs 51 pounds, and she gets penalized for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And somebody
extra.
Said, well, the only thing the airline can control is the weight of the bags. No. No, they couldn't. They could start charging you more if you were large.
I thought one airline was doing that. Didn't we talk about that?
Like, well, like they're going to get sued for discrimination.
Well,
they're,
yeah, but I
they're
thought
fat
there was
shaming.
Some...
I'm sorry if the weight of the airplane is a problem and you're controlling the weight of the luggage. Why couldn't you also control the weight of the passengers?
This was a story on CNN, so you know, take it for what it's worth. But it says airline starts weighing passengers at the gate. This came out in February of 2024. It said the carrier Finnair. Volunteer passengers are being weighed at the departure gate in order to allow the airline to refine weight estimates for planes before takeoff. So it sounds like they likely wouldn't. You can opt in or opt out. It sounds like they wouldn't say you're too large to fly. It's just that they're using that information to then, I guess, distribute the weight. I have no idea.
Or, and this will be controversial, when you put your luggage up on the scale, you have to step up there too.
Oh my gosh!
And if it's
imagine?
Over 300 pounds or you pick the amount, then something's got to go. And if it's not the passenger, it's going to have to be something in the luggage. Like, put a total weight amount on how much you can fly with.
But here's what's really dumb too, okay? So let's just say that they tell you that your bag is 55 pounds and you have to move it. Well, what do you do?
Where
if
do
you're
put,
flying by yourself,
you
what do you
it,
do?
You stick it in your
carry-on
so and you're still taking the same amount of weight.
Exactly. You're just redistributing it. That's what doesn't make sense to me. I get that it's not going in the same place as the actual bag you're checking, but it's still going on the plane. If the issue is that there's too much weight on the plane,
yeah.
How did you shoving all those shoes that you put in your luggage help by putting
or,
them in your
or you
carry-on?
It, you
or you wear them.
You move it over to your... to your spouse's luggage,
exactly.
Which is only 48 pounds.
Oh, wow, both 50, you're good to go. What difference does that make? There's no logic in that. Not that I can understand.
Well, as long as you got booty pants on, it's okay. Maybe not. Except on that airline. I guess the other airlines don't enforce that.
I don't know.
Is it just Spirit?
That's what I saw. But it was funny. The last comment I'll make. I know you guys are going to make fun of me for watching this show, and that's fine. But I like to watch shows while I get ready for work in the morning. And there was an episode of Say Yes to the Dress. And she, I know it's a top show for you guys. It is one girl was marrying herself. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't even get into that. Anyway, this girl, when they asked her what she was looking for, she said, I'd like church cleavage. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't think those two words belong in the same sentence. Church cleavage. That level of cleavage is what she wanted for her wedding dress.
Tasteful amount.
Yeah, tasteful amount of cleavage.
Church cleavage.
You've got to be kidding me.
Maybe they could have airline cleavage. Maybe. What do you think?
Work cleavage, work, airline yeah, cleavage. Yeah. Now, I think that's more like airline cleavage, what you're showing right now. I think this situation really is more appropriate that you would have work cleavage.
I know at my church, they used to keep the temperature intentionally cold.
Wear a sweater.
Just to make women dress a little more modestly.
And not wear booty shorts with a large robe.
Well, maybe that should work that way on the airlines, too.
I guess
so. Gotta be cold. Don't give them a blanket. Make them suffer. Then we'll dress like that next time.
So now, if it were up to you, Mark, if you were running
crank things,
you'd have to weigh yourself. You can't
control
the temperature. It'd be freezing. You're not given a blanket. This sounds absolutely awful. Remind me to never fly with you if you own an airline.
The back of my airline ticket would have a lot of restrictions on it. Let's put it that way. A lot, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.